After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all human beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. On December 12, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor for the Celestial Art Glorifying Earth with Heavenly Beauty book release event in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Celestial Art is a new book that features Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite art creations, along with excerpts from her profound spiritual teachings. Supreme Master Ching Hai's art creations have been highly acclaimed by art lovers and the media worldwide for their versatility, spontaneity, and heavenly finesse. Famous American and Alice's or Vietnamese artists, as well as International Association members, dedicated performances for the celebration. Dignitaries in attendance included Fountain Valley Mayor Guy Carrazzo, Garden Grove Mayor Bill Dalton, California State Assemblyman Jose Solorino, singer and songwriter Clint M. Brown, Garden Grove City Council Member Dina Nguyen, author Esther Hart, Nguyen Duc Quang, songwriter and publisher of Chi Lin Newspaper, Lee Kien Truk, publisher of Van Hua Journal and owner of Zen Vegetarian Restaurant, and holistic educator Lou Corona. We now invite you to enjoy the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at the premiere of the English edition of Celestial Art on December 12, 2008 in Fountain Valley, California, USA.
Distinguished guests and fellow initiates in the hall today, please welcome Supreme Master Ching Hai, our most honored guest for today's special event, Celestial Art, Glorifying Earth with Heavenly Beauty.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, greeting to all the beautiful people of LA.
Let's give a big round of applause to welcome our guest of honor, the beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you, Master, for being with us.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you to you. Thank you. Hi.
We're so happy you're here.
I'm happy to see you. I saw many beautiful guests.
Yes, we have a list of distinguished guests here. Mr. Bill Dalton is the mayor of the city of Garden Grove.
Welcome, the mayor and the first lady of Garden Grove. Thank you for coming.
Also, we have Mr. Jose Solorio, the assemblyman of the 69th District California State Assembly for the cities of Anaheim, Garden Grove, and Santa Ana.
Wow, honor, honor. Welcome. Thank you.
We have Mrs. Dimitri Quick. Singer-songwriter Clint Brown. Garden Grove City Council Member, Ms. Dina Nguyen. Author Esther Hart. Mr. Win Duc Quang, songwriter. Mrs. Janice Belsar, executive producer of Medicine Global. Dr. Gurminder Singh, co-chair of Green Technology. And Ranjit Siva, president of Digital Stream TV. We also have Elizabeth Lam, director of Obaji Incorporated. We also have a number of anonymous distinguished guests as well.
Welcome.
Your presence is truly a source of great inspiration to all members of our association. And through the broadcasting program of Supreme Master Television, viewers from around the world will also have a chance to receive the most beneficial and constructive information.
You will be able to enjoy Supreme Master Ching Hai's works of art, such as her musical composition, her poems, paintings, clothes, jewelry, lamps, fans, and a variety of other art creations. From being very simple and ordinary, the object has been transformed into a magnificently vibrant work of art through the meticulously loving hands of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We hope that you will have many moments of inspiration and blissful enjoyment as your serene spirit elevates when you view these works of celestial art.
Here we are. Look at this. Be red, go green, save the planet, okay? New design is all for the world. Be red, go green, save the planet. Yeah.
Master, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All the new design, I like that. Even for dogs.
Live presentation is always the best.
We're going to show celestial art of Supreme Master Ching Hai so that we can get a deeper understanding about the divine beauty and inspiration of her works of art.
Thank you, MC.
You're welcome.
红尘幻土林花开, 天界艺术人间来。 河边一颗颗平凡无奇石子, 彩笔巧思换衣装, 变作一群快乐可爱缤纷。 每一颗都成为独一无二的喜悦。小小竹片，五指扇，画上银河、日落、禅意与幽默，谁看了都会心一笑。
You have to have time for yourself to think, to be yourself again. To be within yourself, to develop your inner quality, to remember your inner quality. Like an artist, very leisurely person, very loving, stress-free, and you can give.
Yishu, ye kei zai mang lu sheng huo zhong, zhao chu kong xi, sui chu kai chu jing yan hua duo. Ru si ling guang zha xin de chuang zuo. 源自于内在灵性泉源，涵括建筑和庭园设计、彩石、彩扇、油画、天衣、天饰、万岁灯、歌曲、厨艺、诗词写作、 摄影。青海无上师曾说，每件作品的灵感都来自天国。我认为像我这样平凡的人不可能创作如此美丽的艺术品，完全是来自天国的灵思，所以我们称之为天国美丽的艺术品。青海无上师用爱来美化世界，从未受过艺术训练，艺术才华却跨越各领域，在全方位的创作中展现。
Est-ce que nous découvrons la vérité, notre beauté et nos vertus intérieures? Alors, même dans ce monde physique, même ce monde physique aura plus de sens. Il sera plus beau et nous percevrons la vérité dans ce monde d'illusion. Car en suivant l'ombre, nous pouvons trouver la réalité.
建筑师认为根本无法设计施工的三层狭长阶梯基地上，手持雨伞在地上信步画出河道，三天内率众亲手赶工筑成甘露河，浑然天成，山水田园造景，不论从哪一个角度来看，视线都能构成一幅美丽的图画。人的确可以改变自己的生活环境，用我们的创造力美化世界。
Il est logique que si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans passion harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun.
20年前的西湖道场所在，一片荒山黄尘，飞沙走石，草比人高。如今，绿意盎然的西湖道场本身就是一个艺术创作生命体，充满青海无上师的灵光巧艺。人与万物和谐共享，他的灵性启发创作出西湖道场美与天堂气氛。收录了历年来青海无上师的艺术创作，书中生动阐述创作的缘起、过程及灵感来源，带领读者赏析意涵深远的作品，并首度公开珍贵设计手稿。作者亲自命名此书为《天意》，将天上的美好与真实意象带入人间。书中所呈现的天堂艺术并非遥遥相对的艺品，而是躬行实践的高雅生活方式。作者无上师将艺术生活化，将生活艺术化，以天堂的美辉煌人间，与世人分享《天意》一书高雅浪漫的天堂意境。
Such a beautiful and touching presentation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's life and art.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to celebrate a most powerful form of expression and creativity, art and truth from the celestial realm. Art, and for this occasion, celestial art in a variety of forms, is brought into being to appeal to our mind, body, and spirit. By awakening our creative mind to a deeper level, celestial art can stimulate the awareness of our noble and sacred self.
Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, Celestial Art, delicately yet intensely authenticates and gives expression to the divine qualities in all of us. Love, joy, peace, beauty, nobility, wisdom, and divinity. Her immeasurable creativity in a wide range of media and styles is truly awe-inspiring. Yet Supreme Master Qinghai humbly says,
"Everything I do is inspired from heaven. I don't think that I, as a mortal, am capable of creating such beautiful things. They are just inspired from heaven, so we call them the Celestial Collection of Beauty."
Celestial art invites you to take an expedition through the aesthetic kingdom. Let your sacred self take you by the hand and act as your tour guide as you journey through the landscape revealed through the beautifully illustrated pages of this grand book.
Celestial Art is a stylish selection of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's profound teachings, oil paintings, celestial clothing and jewelry, longevity lamps, songs, poetic verse, and painted stones and fans. Each of these creations speaks of the elegance and excellence of the extraordinary artist, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you, thank you.
Celestial Art is an extraordinary book, an elegant blend of text and illustrations. As you traverse the pages, you will be inspired, entertained, and motivated. Each work of art gives us a glimpse into the personality of its creator and conveys its own meaningful message.
As you read through the excerpts from her talks, you will see and hear the words addressed directly to you. As you gaze upon the renditions of her artworks, they will speak eloquently of the motivation and inspiration behind her creativity, leading readers to an appreciation of the true, profound meaning that lives within. These works are truly awe-inspiring and incomparable on every level.
You are invited to discover for yourself the broad range of artistic talent expressed through the works of Supreme Master Qinghai. Celestial art will inspire you so that you may uncover the love, inner beauty, compassion, and wisdom that resides inside of you. You may even arouse the creative force within, which requires stepping back from our busy lives in order to be closer to that profound inner world.
We send our heartfelt thanks and gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for all that she does and for all those she has inspired. Her love, her selflessness, and her noble heavenly qualities have helped countless people all over the world from all walks of life.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm blushing. You're so kind, so kind.
Because Supreme Master Qinghai is a very generous and compassionate soul, the funds from her works go to help those in need, human and animals alike. Supreme Master Qinghai, we are deeply grateful for your boundless love and the immense care you demonstrate by sharing your life and your creations with us. And today, we thank you for this wonderful book, Celestial Art.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, without further ado, we would like to introduce our distinguished guest speakers who will share with us their insights and impressions about Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, Celestial Art. Our first guest speaker is Mr. Jose Solorio.
Mr. Solario is the 69th District, California's State Assemblyman who represents the residents of Garden Grove, Anaheim, and Santa Ana. His focus is to concentrate on improving schools, prevent gang violence, create jobs, and maintain a strong transportation infrastructure.
In recognition of his work, he received the Legislator of the Year Award. He also worked with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to launch an anti-gang initiative. On a personal note, his goal is to help Californians discover and realize their hopes and dreams. Let's welcome Mr. Solario with a big round of applause.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, senor.
We miss you in Orange County, Master Chinhai. Do you agree?
I'm Jose Solario. I'm your representative in the State Assembly. I represent the cities of Anaheim, Garden Grove, and Santa Ana. How many of you are from either Anaheim, Garden Grove, or Santa Ana? Raise your hand. Well, I represent you. And one of you I had the pleasure of working with for a year, and you know who you are. You inspired me to learn about, read about Supreme Master Chinhai, and in large part, you know, thanks to you, and thanks to Supreme Master Chinhai, I'm vegetarian.
Wow! So proud of you.
I have been vegetarian for 11 years.
Wow! So proud of you. My God bless you and your family.
And I'm just here to share a few words with you. You know, there's the saying that the body needs food and that art is food for the soul. And that art stirs the soul. Well, I'm here to tell you that Supreme Master Chinhai makes some beautiful art. Do you agree?
Gracias.
She makes beautiful art. She stirs our souls. She stirs the world in a positive way. When you see her art, you think of love, of peace, tranquility, our humanity, infinity, and spiritual enlightenment. She inspires us to care for one another. She inspires us to love all living beings on this earth. And we're all inspired in our own and unique way. I'm also here to say that I know that this book would not have been made possible without the help of her many disciples. And so let's give a round of applause for all the disciples that helped put this book together.
That's right.
And in thinking of the disciples that helped put this book together, I often am reminded of another saying that the two most precious things that we could give to somebody else are our love and our labor. And through this book and through these efforts, that's what, you know, these disciples have given to Supreme Master Chinhai, their love and their labor.
That's right.
And they came out and combined with beautiful art by Supreme Master Chinhai, a most beautiful book that's going to inspire the world for many decades to come. It's my honor to be here, and I'm very blessed to be here with you today. It's always a very humbling experience to be with Supreme Master Chinhai. Thank you for having me, and thank you, Supreme Master Chinhai, for a most beautiful and inspiring book. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
That was a beautiful speech, Mr. Solario.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And again, we thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Our next speaker is the lovely and talented Demetra Mimi Quick.
Welcome.
Demetra Mimi Quick is a talented teacher, vocalist, dancer, writer, artist, and more.
Mimi is recognized around the globe and has received awards for her many talents and contributions since she was a child. She assists people to honor and accept themselves and their gifts. Mimi empowers and teaches people that knowledge and the energy it takes to create all they wish.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the charming Mimi Quick with a big round of applause.
Hi, it's such an honor to be here today. I'm just so very honored, Master.
We are honored.
I must say congratulations on the masterpiece. And I'm going to read what I felt from my heart, because I don't want to miss anything. So I would like to offer my gratitude to Master Qinghai for a most impressive and tasteful, magnificent book of art. It's filled with glorious heavenly colors, energetic beauty. It's filled with love, strength, compassion, as I believe the master herself. In this book, the colors spoke to me, and the paintings, they tell stories. Everything is in perfect harmony, and it plays a specific role. The best part about this book, for me, is that it is inviting and informative. And it reaffirmed in me that art is a language that all of us can understand. It's universal. And I'd like to say Yasu to all the Greek people as well, and hello to everyone else.
Thank you.
And also, no matter where you are, you can look at one of Master's paintings and just feel that connection. I felt that connection. It's one of beauty, of freedom, happiness, joy, and it's strength for me. And as I read the book, I was reminded by Master Qinghai that all we have to do is go within and just be that child, have fun. That God presence lies within. Creation is within us all, and we can create what we wish. It is an empowering book to stretch and awaken you to that resides within you. Also, it is a reminder of how to go there. And to me, that is by meditation. I'm very pleased, very, very pleased, and to see this book. And it's such a perfect balance of spiritual truth and artistic expression. The feelings I felt as I read the book and looked at the paintings, jewelry, and clothes, and I had time to have that close-up and see all those wonderful creations, at least some of them, and they're just beautiful, beautiful creations. I felt bliss, and I just felt such deep energy. And the questions that came to me is, what am I creating? What are we creating as a whole? And what would I like to create? So it took me back reading this book. When I was a child, I remember laughing and playing and creating new games, new things. And I just had such a wonderful time, so it brought me back to that time. I giggled and I cried at my many memories. They were all good. I just want to say it really is a book of awakening and truth. I know it's a great gift to the world, and I'm very honored to have been one of the first people to look at it. Thank you. At this time, I would also like to thank and address the disciples for the effort that they too put into everything, in this book. Once again, it reminds us of all the work that we do as a whole together for this planet and just in our daily lives. The disciples demonstrate a deep honoring of this planet and all that resides here. This is reflected in the work that they do and the contribution that they make. And, of course, honoring and mirroring the Master Qinghai. So I am honored and grateful. Thank you very much for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to speak with you, Master Qinghai, and everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for this wonderful gift.
Thank you. Beautiful speech. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I have a question. Master Qinghai, what do you see as the most important issue that we as a whole must assist in right now, immediately in the world.
Immediately, and important is to save the planet. Huh, Dimitra? The most important thing now is we have to save our home so that we and the children can continue to live in it. And in order to do that, we have to change our habit to vegetarian diet and to be green in many aspects that we can. We must change our pattern of thinking and lifestyle to a higher and more compassionate and nobler level. We must return to our true loving self by cherishing and protecting our lives, starting with an immediate vegan diet to save our planet, which is precious and beautiful. Vegan, vegetarian is the best and the fastest solution. Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you.
Thank you. You agree? Anybody agree? Thank you. You are so brave.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Next we have Clint Brown.
Clint Brown is a singer-songwriter trained in music therapy and has written and recorded a CD entitled Healing Power in the Music. He sings at environmental, peace, and justice events and has performed at the May 1st International Labor Day event at Swallow Hill, a folk music center in Denver, Colorado. One of his songs was included in the Great Peace March songbook. Let's welcome Clint with a big, warm applause.
Welcome, Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor to be included in this marvelous event and share my thoughts about what happened within me when I saw the beautiful images. When I saw the images of the art, I was immediately inspired by the beauty, the scenes from nature with flowing water, lush bamboo, peaceful spaces built into the rock with that incredible woodwork. Wasn't that beautiful? I was amazed also at the incredible variety of art, paintings, clothing, music, and much more. And this led me to contemplate the role of beauty and art in healing and in wellness. As a worker with the Mental Health Center of Boulder, Colorado on the crisis team, I often see people in distress who are just trying to survive, as I'm sure a lot of you do in your humanitarian work. But what can happen when beauty becomes a part of the natural healing process? As a coach and psychotherapist, I ask myself, what possibilities can open up when beauty, laughter, and joy become a part of cultivating wellness? We see images of the master in the book, and then we see the results of her work. We see images of her paintings, so we actually see the creative process itself. And now, actually, art therapy is considered a clinical healing modality in a number of places. Also, the connection with the earth. Wilderness therapy, taking teenagers out into the Rocky Mountains, is considered therapy. I think one of my favorite images, most favorite, is the image of the master running a very large tiller in the garden with a big smile on her face, really enjoying running the tiller. And for me, this image tells a story in itself. It tells about both the joy of growing our own food locally and sustainably, plant-based food, and it also tells about the health that we get from eating the food. So both the health from eating the food and the joy of actually producing it locally. One surprising image for me was the image of the master playing music. First I saw a banjo, then a piano, then a guitar, and I thought, is there any form of artistic expression the master has not explored? Another inspiring image for me was just seeing the master meditate. It was inspiring and soothing. And now meditation, as a lot of you know, is also recognized, even by the Western medical model, as a valuable therapeutic tool. I was very fortunate to be able to study at a Tibetan Buddhist tradition-inspired school in Colorado, Naropa University, where we studied meditation as part of our homework and learned a lot about mind, spirit, and body healing. So may the joy, beauty, sincerity, and spirituality of the master radiate out like a shining beacon, joining and inspiring other earth and spirit healing movements. I'm honored to be a part of this incredible experience. And in closing, I'd like to share a few lines of a song that came through me, to me, a number of years ago on just this subject, the healing power of the music. There's a healing power in the music shared between us. There's beauty in the love our hearts can know. Yeah. I count you as a blessing pure and joyful. I'll carry your love with me as I go. Please carry my love with you as you go. Thank you.
Wow. Also a singer. Oh, beautiful, very beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful verses.
Thank you, Clint, for sharing such heartfelt expressions of joy and that wonderful song. Let's give him another round of applause.
Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom for the broadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, Celestial Art Book Premiere English Edition, in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Please join us again on Tuesday for Part 2. And now, Please stay tuned for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May the providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.